a funky beat. We're gonna walk inside. And guess what's up? Put the food on my plate. Add some coke in my cup.
All right, stop what you're doing. I know you're on your way to work, but we want to share some healthy, smart food strategies, and we want you to share with us as well. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Post a comment to thetakeaway.org. The subject, great ideas that you've had for finding healthy food options, even when there's no healthy food available. Food is plentiful in America. Oh, Let's establish that right off the bat.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can get really like four top ramens for a dollar.
Easy. I mean, abundance is a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
But obesity is not a good thing.
Agreed.
That's right. And combating obesity, as First Lady Michelle Obama wants to do and has launched that campaign to do, can be a challenge when the options available in some neighborhoods do not include an abundance of healthy foods or obviously labeled.
Right, just 7-Elevens or. Right.
That's right. And some neighborhoods only have that option. And some people, for economic reasons, only have the option of you know, non-healthy food, non-whole food.
Right. It's called food deserts, exactly. Is what they call that.
Right. And they're all over America, particularly in cities. Janine Whiteside joins us. She's the author of Cooking Light, What to Eat, has come up with some ideas for us. Janine, thanks for joining us.
Thanks. Good morning.
And first of all, let's just get a sense of the scale of the challenge here. I mean, there are people all over America who really have only as their option what kind of retail food establishments.
Well, it's basically corner stores. As you said, it's food deserts, nothing really fresh, nothing really even frozen around. But if you shop right, you will eat right. So it really depends on how you manage the situation. And Cooking Light's What to Eat, we really help you with that. For instance,
Before we get into some examples, let's just roam the shelves of some of these convenience stores. I mean, we're talking chips here.
Yes.
We're talking candy.
Yes.
We're talking a lot of processed
Slim
food.
Slim Jims.
Yes.
Is there grape in grape soda?
Not really grape in grape soda, but again, it's how you manage the food aisles. We teach people in the book, if you shop high and you shop low, you're going to find some great nutrition bargains.
What do you mean shop high, shop low?
Shop high in the shelves.
Really?
Prime placement is given to the huge manufacturers at eye level. So, as you said, the Slim Jims, the grape sodas are at eye level. But from doing my research and going to bodegas around the city to really bad areas, shopping high, I found brown rice.
That's brilliant.
Could you believe?
That is totally brilliant.
Brilliant, completely. Brown rice, whole grain breads, canned beans, dried beans. They put it
on the top or bottom shelf.
Exactly. That's all you need to do.
All right, so we challenged you. You actually said, no problem. I'm happy to take this challenge to feed a family of four for under $10.
Yes.
With recipes that only use foods that can be found where?
Yeah, in the convenience store or corner store.
Walgreens drugstore.
Yes, Walgreens drugstore. At first I did a quesadilla. You just have to get...
All right, let's take a
yes,
look here.
If you look at the quesadilla, you just get some flour tortillas.
Take one.
If you can try to find whole wheat tortillas, which actually some are supplying now. Canned beans. I need you to rinse off the canned beans because they're very high in sodium, so you don't want to fill up on the salt. If you rinse the canned beans, they reduce the salt by 40%. A few sautéed onions. If you don't have onions, you can use onion powder, garlic powder, canned tomatoes, sauté it, put it in the quesadilla, put on some low-fat mozzarella cheese or low-fat cheddar
cheese.
Delicious.
And
it's a quesadilla.
It's good.
Yes, and my children eat that as well.
All right, let me ask you some questions. Garlic powder actually contains the garlic?
Yes.
Onion powder contains onions.
Completely.
Where do you get the tomatoes?
The tomatoes, what you can do is use canned tomatoes, and you can drain them because otherwise the liquid would be too much for the quesadilla, and then drain them and put the tomato bits in with the black beans.
So freshenizing the black beans involves rinsing the beans to get rid of the salt.
Yes.
All right, that makes them more like beans you would buy in a Whole Foods or something like
that. Yes, yes.
And sort of freshifying the tomatoes involves draining the fluid out of the canned tomatoes and chopping them up with onions?
Yes, with onions. And if there are no onions in your Walgreens, again, onion powder would be great.
All right. And how much did this cost?
This cost, under $10, and each quesadilla is under $2.
Now, here's a challenge. I mean, all right, quesadillas on Monday, great. Leftover quesadillas on Tuesday, that's all right. But by Wednesday... How do you do variety in a situation
Well, we also made up another recipe that's tuna puntanesca. There are a lot of canned fish. Again, search high and search low. Canned fish is high in omega-3 fatty acids. There is sodium in the fish, but if you wash it off the spring water, that also reduces the sodium.
How about the mercury?
The mercury is fine. If you have it once a week, it's not a problem. And don't forget, one or two cans is going to feed a family of four.
I love that. Can we just record that? Mercury is fine. If you have it once a week, it's not a problem.
It's not a problem. It's not going to affect the brain too much.
We're going to get some. There's worse
out there.
But I'm looking at the recipe. So yes. One can of tuna, you rinse it in cool water to get rid of the sodium again, yes. Just like you do the beans.
Yes.
Chopped tomatoes, just
chopped
like you did before.
Chopped tomatoes, just like a couple of cups of pasta. Now, there
olive
is
oil.
Olive oil.
Right.
And there is some whole grain pasta out there in those Walgreens. So if you can try to get the whole wheat or the pasta blends, like such as Barilla, that's going to be helpful. Saute the tuna and the tomatoes and garlic powder and onion powder or onions if you can find, and then mix it with the cooked pasta al dente.
That sounds like a relatively healthier version of, say, tuna helper.
Yeah, well, exactly. Why not? You can make healthy, nutritious, fantastic meals, high in protein, very low in saturated fats, right in your corner store.
And the difference between tuna helper that you would buy as a processed food, yeah, versus what you've just made here is much less salt.
Much less sodium, much less saturated fat. And that's the artery clogging fat. This is what's going on in our country. High fat foods, heart disease, cancers, diabetes. If we could just learn how to cook right and shop right, we're going to feel great and live very long, healthy lives.
Is it cheaper than the tuna helper?
Completely, yes,
yeah, well,
absolutely.
Per pound, it's probably like crazy.
Yes, a couple
cheap,
of cents. I mean, that meal is about $1 for a person, you know. It's very cheap.
Well, all these recipes are on our website. Janine Whiteson is the author of Cooking Light, What to Eat. And we want to hear your strategies for doing exactly what Janine has done, going to the Walgreens or going to the convenience store and coming up with a meal for four and that has variety and is healthy for under $10. You can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. We got tons of responses from yesterday on our segment about lunch.
Right, eating lunch at your desk, which I've been doing for more than a decade.
Right. And Marilyn in Great Notch, New Jersey, texted us that she's eating her lunch at her desk. Genevieve in Detroit, eating lunch at my desk. Tom in Ashford, Connecticut, also eating at his desk. And these go pretty well at your desk, right, Janine?
Oh, absolutely. And that's going to save a lot of money. I worked out. My husband takes lunch every day to work. We save about $2,000 a year.
Well,
wow.
Done.
Yes.
Janine White's an author of Cooking Light, What to Eat. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
You can log on to the Takeaway website, Fuller's Recipes, as you said. And if you try her recipes, we're asking you, take a picture of them and send the picture to us. Our email is mytake@thetakeaway.org. If you have ideas, tips on how you do it, that maybe the alternative to the top ramen that I mentioned earlier, give us a call, 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can also post that to thetakeaway.org.
Keep going.
I'm going to keep talking while John eats the quesadilla.